News today has been quoting Lucky Ntimane of the South African Liquor Trading Council as begging with government not to impose further alcohol restrictions if and when the fourth wave hits us. And I've been told by a couple of people that social media is alive at the moment with people saying lockdown is coming. People who work in the field, scientists who work in the field, modelers, epidemiologists and so on, have been saying for a while that a fourth wave is almost inevitable. But exactly when it arrives and exactly how high it crests before it begins to dwindle, people have not been sure. They are the first signs emerging that an acceleration in the number of cases is starting to happen. And in Gauteng, the seven-day moving average has been sort of doubling over the last weeks off a very low base. The test positivity rate has doubled off a very low base, and there are indications through sewage analysis that infections are the uptick as well. Professor Shabir Mahdi joins us now, Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Witwatersrand. Shabir, good afternoon. Fourth wave inevitable? Any clearer idea on its timing and its scope?
Good afternoon, John. So I think the resurgence is somewhat predictable in that we were anticipating for it to start sometime in December and moving into January. And as we had seen with the third wave, in all likelihood, it will differ with regard to the time of onset in different provinces. And there's a number of factors that could influence it. In Gauteng right now, I wouldn't say that we've formally in the fourth wave, but the positivity rate, the percentage of people that are coming forward to be testing, that has now increased from 2% to 5% in about a week. And once that positivity rate is above 10% for two consecutive weeks, then I would declare that we are in another wave. And I expect that probably will occur in the space of the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And then it is the, I don't know what word one uses, the depth, the strength of that wave that we have to wait and see, the extent to which vaccinations and infection-derived immunity hold it at bay, keep it from being as strong as the third wave.
Correct. And I mean, the comment that you made about not going to higher levels of restriction or imposing further restrictions, as an example, on alcohol use, all of those going to higher level of restrictions, the only reason for that should be if healthcare facilities are coming under pressure. Going to higher levels of restriction has had a minuscule impact on the total number of people that have been infected during the course of the wave. So we need to be much more nuanced in our approach in terms of using restrictions, and it really needs to be guided based on where the healthcare facilities are coming under pressure.
And, I mean, do you have any kind of informed guesswork which leads you to offer even a tentative conclusion as to whether it is possible, probable, almost definite that hospitals will be overwhelmed by this upcoming fourth wave?
Well, I think unless the virus mutates significantly from what currently dominates the Delta variant, then we probably will be better off than what we experienced during the course of any of the first three waves, in that we should see fewer number of hospitalizations as well as fewer deaths occur. The reason for that being, all indications are that at least 60% of South Africans have been infected during the course of the first three waves. And past infection does confer good protection against severe disease and death, not necessarily against reinfection. And in topping that is that we've got at least just over 50% of people above the age of 50 that have been vaccinated. That is not where we want it to be, but those two things combined puts us in a reasonably good position relative to what we had experienced during the course of the first three waves.
You said we need a nuanced approach to this. We mustn't use lockdowns as a blunt instrument. You didn't use those words. But you've been saying this for a while now through second and third lockdowns as well. And government has taken a blunt approach, a up the level of lockdown approach. But one hopes that we don't get to a position where hospitals look like they might be overwhelmed. That would be the best solution. But secondly, one sort of imagines, Shabir, that particularly at this time of year, tourists, holiday season, economy in a fragile state of recovery, that the government would be even more reluctant to act in that lockdown way than it has been previously in the pandemic?
Absolutely. And like I said, lockdowns on its own doesn't achieve much. All it does is that it sort of prolongs the period of time over which the same number of people end up getting infected. It just spreads it out over a longer period of time, particularly in the context of South Africa. In other countries such as New Zealand, Australia, they've got a very different goal behind the lockdown, and it works in containing the virus. That's not what we're trying to achieve in South Africa. Unfortunately, that's what we embarked on initially, which was a mistaken belief that we could contain the virus. So again, to emphasize that these higher levels of restriction should only be dictated based on impending overwhelming of healthcare facilities. Other than that, it hasn't achieved much. If it had achieved much in South Africa, we wouldn't be sitting with 60% of the population having already been infected with the virus, if not more.
Professor Shabir Mahdi, Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Witwatersrand.